Hi there, I'm Peter Upfold and welcome to FossWire.com. Today I'm going to show you how to install the latest version of WordPress 2.5. WordPress is a popular blogging software. I will be installing it on a local machine, and I'm here for this tutorial, I'm using Ubuntu. So the first thing we need to do is go to WordPress.org and download the files that we need. Scroll to the right and click Download. Again, scroll to the right, and I'm going to download the .zip package here. I'll right-click it and choose Save Link As. I'm going to save it directly into my web server directory, which on Ubuntu is /var/www. If you're on a different distribution, it might be different. So the file is now downloading into /var/www. Now that the download's finished, we need to go into that folder and extract the zip package. Here's that same folder, and here's the zip package. I'll right-click it and choose to extract. It's now extracted, and now I've got a WordPress directory. If we enter this WordPress directory, you'll see that here is all the files that WordPress needs to run. The next thing we need to do is create a database so that WordPress has somewhere to store all the posts, comments, and all the other information. Go to a command line and type in mysql-u/root-p to log on. Enter your MySQL root password. Now we need to use the command create database WordPress to make a new database called WordPress. We also need to create a user so that WordPress can write and read to that database. The command for that is grant all on wordpress.star to wordpress at localhost identified by and then a password in quotes. Make sure it's a better one than I'm using here. Once you're done there, you can quit out of MySQL as we're done. Now we need to go back into the folder and find this file called wp-config-sample. You need to rename it and remove that sample. The file should be called wp-config.php. Now open up that file in your favorite text editor. This is where we put that database information that we've just set up. Up here in DB name, DB user, and DB password. So replace the contents of DB name with WordPress, as that's the database name we set up. The user is the same, and the password is whatever you put. In this setup, we need to leave DB host as localhost, so unless you've got something specifically different, then leave that. We also need to put in a secret key. You don't need to remember this, so just type in some random characters on your keyboard and make sure it's long and complicated and irregular. That protects the information in your database. Now we can save this wp-config file and close it. There's one more stage to the install left. Go back to your web browser and browse to localhost/WordPress. This is the WordPress installer. We need to go down and enter the title of this blog. I'll choose Test WordPress. And your email address. The tick box down here saying allow my blog to appear in search engines, you'll usually want to leave ticked, but since this is a test, I'm going to turn it off. Then click Install WordPress, and you're given some information here. Copy that password down so you can log in and change it in just a moment. Now log in, enter admin as your username, and paste in that password that you were just given. Now click login, and here we are. WordPress is now installed. You can go and change that password and start writing blog posts. Click visit site to see what the site looks like to visitors. It's got the default post and comment already installed, and everything's all as it should be. That's pretty much it for this Fossilwire video post where I showed you how to install WordPress 2.5. Hope you enjoyed it. See fossilwire.com for more information, and I'll see you next time.